Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. A jury finds former rookie LAPD police officer guilty of second-degree murder for the shooting death of a man outside a bar in Pomona.
Although she believes it should have been first-degree murder, the mother of Salome Rodriguez Jr. said she is good with the jury's verdict. She also said that her family is praying for the family of Henry Solis.
We pray for them because they have the same pain because they lost their son. Their son is in prison or jail. We'll be praying for them because I know they're going to be with that pain having their son there.
Solis's attorney Bradley Brunan says his client is disappointed.
You know, here's a person who's never been in trouble a day in his life. He's looking potential life sentence. As a peace officer, he's going to be in very difficult housing arrangements. He's going to be in protective custody the entire time and be at risk of death the entire time.
He plans to ask for a lesser sentence than the max of potentially 40 years to life. Sentencing for Solis has been set for March 11th. In downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Breaking news from LAX. Jetliner that was diverted here to LA, reportedly because some passengers were in a coronavirus contamination zone, has just landed. Korean Air Flight 5 from Seoul had been headed to Las Vegas. LAX tells KNX the plane has landed. It is not clear what will be done with the passengers.
The CDC says an American child who was on board a flight that came from China and landed at Travis Air Force Base in Northern California has a fever. The child is now being evaluated at a hospital, but it's unclear if he or she has the new coronavirus. Two jets carrying about 350 Americans fleeing Wuhan, China, landed today at the base. Some of them were later flown down to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar near San Diego to be quarantined for about 2 weeks.
The goal of our public health response is to detect cases quickly and prevent further spread of this new virus in the U.S. This is the first time in more than 50 years that CDC has issued a quarantine order.
That CDC doctor, Henry Walk. Some Americans who are in China are being quarantined right now in Riverside County. Federal officials say more planes with American evacuees from China will arrive this week at military bases in Nebraska and Texas. LA County health officials are warning the public about five measles patients who visited dozens of restaurants and stores last week while they were contagious. The Department of Public Health reported that four local residents contracted the disease from an international traveler who was never vaccinated. The exact locations and dates of the possible exposures are listed on our website, knx1070.com.
A former LA County sheriff is now a Texas prison inmate.
Ex-Sheriff Lee Baca started serving his three-year sentence for his role in a scheme to derail an FBI investigation into abuses in LA County jails and then lying to the feds about it. Others convicted in the jail corruption scandal include former Undersheriff Paul Tanaka, who's still doing time. Now the former top two officials of the sheriff's department are in prison.
I think we sent a powerful message to citizens in this area that no man is above the law.
Federal prosecutor Brandon Fox.
And that people who obstruct justice and commit civil rights violations will be held accountable.
Baca's attorney contends the trial and sentencing were replete with significant legal errors. In a statement, lawyer Nathan Hockman says, quote, Sheriff Baca approaches the sentence he will serve with the same humility and respect for the law he demonstrated during his 50-year career with the Sheriff's Department. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A home in a San Pedro neighborhood became the focus of a cold case investigation that goes back 24 years in the likely murder of a college student.
LA Sheriff's deputies and FBI agents swarmed this house on Upland Avenue here in San Pedro. They had a search warrant and put a man named Paul Flores from inside the house inside the back of a patrol car and went into the home. In May 1996, Flores was last to see Cal Poly San Luis Obispo student Kristen Smart alive alive. Although never arrested, for 24 years he's been a suspect in her disappearance.
You live here alone?
Yes, she lives alone, never had no visitors, just his mom comes over once in a while on weekends.
Several years ago, family members of Smart apparently sent everybody in the neighborhood flyers declaring Flores Smart's killer.
My sister always keeps the door locked.
So there's been this rumor in the neighborhood that this guy is suspected of murder.
Yeah.
After 2.5 hours detained in the back of that patrol car, Paul Flores was released by law enforcement, went back into the home, did not answer questions from reporters, and L.A. sheriff's deputies, along with the FBI, quickly cleared the neighborhood. In San Pedro, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Breaking news now coming in from downtown L.A. Automatic sprinklers made quick work of a fire in a high-rise at Olive and 6. The flames doused before firefighters could get to them. A deadly fire in a high-rise last week has prompted calls for older buildings to be equipped with sprinklers.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department has a new officer whose sense of smell is helping keep weapons out of the hands of bad guys. Iggy is a German Shepherd and is the department's first ever canine trained to find guns and ammunition.
He's been certified since the end of November. We've been called for numerous search warrants with investigations to help locate hidden firearms. He's alerted to about 6 firearms without double checking the numbers since that time of the end of November and now.
Deputy Kyle Sheik is Iggy's partner. He tells CanX a police dog trained to find guns and ammo is important because some criminals are very good at hiding their weapons. Sheik says Iggy enjoys his work and views it as a big game in which he's trying to find a toy.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.